It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Jesse T. Jesse, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thanks for making time for me.
Yeah, anytime, Jesse. So it was great to chat with you and catching up a little bit, CCMA Media Row. I do want to ask about Calgary here in just a little bit, but let's talk about your brand new song that you released very, very recently, I Can Be Your Margarita. It's a great tune. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of how this one came to be written?
Absolutely. So it was during the pandemic, but I didn't get to really hang out with a bunch of my friends. So we used to coordinate writes. And so it was myself, David Madras, Greg Williams, and Rich Cloak. And we were really trying to work through this like complicated love song idea, and it just wasn't going anywhere. And it was actually Rich that was like, does anybody have just kind of like a lighthearted idea that we could tackle? I was like, I do. And it was this song, and it really just wrote itself. And I never really pictured it being a single, but I started playing it live, and it was really the people in the crowd that responded to it well. It was the guys that I played it with, my band, that really dug the tune, that led it to being the single. So it's, yeah, just supposed to be kind of a lighthearted tropic vacation song if you can't get on one.
Yeah, that's very cool. And you kind of led me into one of the questions I did want to ask you, because I was going to ask you about how it is playing it live. And I wasn't sure if you played or how much you had played this song live already, but it sounds like you have. And I just kind of want to know the emotions, I guess, playing a song, a brand new song for the first time. And I you mentioned a little bit getting that kind of energy from the crowd. So what's it like? Are you nervous, excited? What's it like kind of playing a brand new song for the first time for a live audience?
All of the above. It's a little A, little B. But that's one of the really cool things. Like, I do play live a lot. So be it in festival situations or songwriting showcases. So it really does give you a good opportunity to figure out what songs work, which songs the crowd kind of gets a good feel towards.
For
and
sure.
Also potentially if there's any rewrites that need to happen. But this particular song, I think it was actually at one of the Dave Woods writers events that I debuted it. And there was just a lot of folks that came up to me after and were like, that song is just so fun. And even the guys in the band, people just seem to enjoy playing it and hearing it. So that's a pretty good thing as a songwriter and as an artist.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very, very cool. Again, joined right now by Jesse T. Jesse, how was the CCMAs, again, it happened recently in Calgary. How did you enjoy the week? How did Calgary go for you?
It was an absolute blast. So this was the second time I had been to Calgary. Once was for the CCMAs a few years ago, but I got a few showcases under my belt. I also do background vocals and tambourine for Jason Blaine, so I got to do a showcase with him, which was really cool. And I got myself a new pair of cowboy boots. So
there
I would
you
say,
go.
All in all, a pretty good trip.
My goodness, that just sounds like a great time there in Calgary. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Again, it was kind of the first time it was kind of back full steam in a few years after, obviously, the pandemic. And then there was a little bit, then it took place in London, which I wasn't at, but I know some people went, some people didn't. And it kind of just felt like Calgary was kind of the first time that it was back full steam. And again, it was a good time. Looking forward to it again next year. Jesse, what's kind of on the way for you for the next little bit here? Maybe some shows lined up back out east there, or maybe continuing writing songs into 2023. What's the next little bit looking like for you?
Actually, all of the above.
All of the above.
I have a bunch of shows kind of coming up the way, one of which I'm playing with Ty Banton and the Griffin Brothers
at
the Registry Theater in Kitchener.
Yeah.
So that'll be a local show there. But yeah, I'm really just looking forward to kind of taking a little bit of a step back from all the live stuff. This summer was phenomenal, really busy, and good to be back at that. But kind of getting back into that creative mindset and writing a lot over the fall and winter. I have a video coming out for I Can Be Your Margarita within the next week or so. So I'm very excited for that. And then potentially a release of a project in the spring as well. So that hasn't officially been announced yet, but there's lots of stuff coming down the pipeline.
Awesome. So I don't know how much you can talk about the music video, but I'm going to ask it anyway, just in case you can talk a little bit about it. But where was the music video filmed? Was it back out east there in the Ontario area? Can you tell us a little bit about the music video?
I sure can. So I shot it with my good buddies from Roadhouse Productions, AJ Astle and Johnny Diano. And there's a local restaurant in Kitchener-Waterloo called the Grand Surf, and it's actually a tiki bar. So, and I'll give a little bit of a hint, but there might be a lot of cameos from the Canadian Ontario country music scene.
Very cool.
So you might see a lot of artists that you recognize in the video, but we just had an absolute blast. Everybody was kind of decked out in their tropic gear, and yeah, I think it's a pretty fun storyline that I'm really excited to release this video.
That's awesome. Looking forward to seeing that and looking forward to seeing what's on the way for you. Jesse, thank you so much for taking some time to chat today. It's great catching up, and I'm sure we'll chat again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
I would love that. Great to talk to you again.